from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 11th. Iris, July 11th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from the Vigenda, a new era for endometriosis diagnosis. Endodist is a saliva-based assay that measures 109 microRNAs and feeds the results into a machine learning model. Its performance comes from a single industry-sponsored validation study of 971 women, 77% of whom had endometriosis, reporting 97% sensitivity and 94% specificity. EndoSure records gastrointestinal electrical activity after a fast and applies a statistical model. Its numbers come from one peer-reviewed study that also reported near perfect accuracy, but the cohort was heavily weighted toward confirmed cases and the lead author has financial ties to the company. Both tests are entering NICE early value assessment, meaning they'll be used for 3 years while real world data are gathered. Because both studies were done in high prevalence specialist referral populations, we still don't know how the tests will fare in typical primary care settings where endometriosis prevalence is lower and other pelvic pain causes are common. Until independent, broader validation is available, the promise remains tentative. Next, second from Corner Booth, with Hortney. Sharp turns. I spent a whirlwind week hopping from the high country of Jackson Hole to a Pennsylvania lake, then back to a sleek cocktail bar in the East Village. In Wyoming, the renovated Trailborn Lodge felt like a cozy base for wedding festivities, with a fireside lobby, plush robes, and a sunset patio at Old Timer where we shared black Manhattan cocktails and smash burgers. The iconic million-dollar cowboy bar delivered the classic Western vibe, antler chandeliers, taxidermy bears, and a lively crowd that kept the celebration rolling. The next stop was a lake house in Pennsylvania, where we floated all day, grilled clams and a beer, butter broth, and watched fireworks from a boat. Back in New York, I met my sister at Limo Bar, tucked into a leather corner booth, sipping a clean dirty martini that turned from crisp to dirty as the frozen olive melted. Over shrimp cocktail and fries, I asked her to be my maid of honor, and she said yes. Up next, third from Mame Bilek's Breakdown, the midwife who also sits with the dying. Elizabeth Bachner, a licensed home birth midwife who also works as a somatic coach and death doula, joins the Breaker community to discuss how the rituals of birth and dying intersect. She describes the dreams that led her into midwifery and how those experiences have shaped her sense of consciousness and intuition, emphasizing the subtle, non-visual ways we perceive meaning. In the conversation, she reflects on recent guest Jace Hughes, who talks about how fear drives personal decision-making. Dr. Nicole Apira, who explains how reparenting oneself can shift relationships with family and reduce self-blame, and Admiral Tim Gallaudet, who explores the physics behind unidentified aerial phenomena moving between air and water. The thread tying them together is a curiosity about how we navigate life, fear, and the unknown. The episode also pivots to a practical note about caffeine. The host points out that caffeine mainly masks fatigue rather than supplying energy, which can lead to a sharp crash later. They suggest that tea, which contains caffeine together with L-theanine and polyphenols, tends to produce a smoother, longer-lasting alertness. Finally, they mention Elementi Lemonade Iced Tea, which combines black tea extract with electrolytes sodium, potassium, magnesium, and no added sugar or artificial colors. The claim is that this blend offers steady energy without the typical spike and crash pattern of isolated caffeine drinks. They offer a free sample pack for listeners who want to try it. And then, fourth from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge, you're not overthinking, you're looping. You've probably felt that sharp, almost painful clarity when you can read a room or a text in a single glance, seeing a whole pattern before anyone else finishes a sentence. That quick intellect often outpaces the slower, messier parts of you, your body, habits, and emotions, so the insight sits there, unintegrated, for years. What the article calls the loop is that mismatch. You recognize family dynamics or relationship truths early on, but it can take decades for your nervous system and sense of self to catch up. It's not that you're slow or broken. It's that depth works on its own timetable, separate from the speed of your thoughts. The key takeaway is to give yourself permission to sit with that gap. Insight alone doesn't rewrite behavior overnight, but acknowledging the lag can ease the frustration and reduce the feeling of being a fraud. Patience with the slower integration process is the real work. Next, fifth, from the Macaws community by Mast Cell 360. Five macaws myths that might be keeping you sick. Experts who study mast cell disorders estimate that non-clonal macaws could affect as many as 17% of people, so it's not the rare condition many hear about. The biggest myths they see are, macaws is only histamine, only that a normal tryptase level rules it out, that a single lab test can confirm it, that every case looks the same, and that a protocol that worked for someone else will automatically work for you. In reality, mast cells release dozens of mediators. Histamine, prostaglandins, leukotrienes, cytokines, and more so symptoms can be broad and variable. Tryptase often stays within normal range. Clinicians usually look for a rise of 20% plus 2 points from your personal baseline during a flare instead of an absolute high value. Because triggers are diverse hormonal shifts, infections, injuries, genetics, nutrient gaps, stress, and foods beyond histamine, effective management usually means identifying your specific root causes and tailoring a gentle, stepwise approach rather than jumping straight to a one-size-fits-all prot. Okay, testing is tricky. Samples need to stay chilled, mediator levels can shift in minutes, and we only have a handful of markers out of hundreds. Normal labs don't rule macaws out if you're still feeling the symptoms. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow.